Maybe in another life I could find you there, pulled away before your time. I can't deal, it's so unfair, and it feels like heaven so far away. And it feels like the world has grown cold.
Now woohoo!
Better late than never.
Yes, abso-fucking-lutely. You know what? It's Wicked Wednesday. Welcome, y'all. Welcome to Wicked
Welcome.
Wednesday.
Yes, yes,
it
yes.
It is also, it might is, I say.
Say it fancy.
Dia de los Muertos.
De la Muertos.
Yes, it is Day of the Dead, yeah?
Yeah.
For
a couple more hours.
For a couple more hours, yeah.
Yeah, not the first, like some people think.
No, it is not the first. It is the second.
Uh-huh.
And
people who play WoW ought to know this. Oh, sorry, gamer.
Yeah, well, some sort of gamer
talk. I had to go geek for just a second.
I'm like, okay. Anyways, I asked Samuel to make sure, and so...
And Samuel said, yo, bitch.
It's actually today.
Today.
It's kind of a, you know, you got this cool little interwebbing between Halloween and the Dead. So
there's a Day of the Dead festival in Atlanta.
In between this, well, there should be, and that's
like at Oakland Cemetery.
That would be cool.
This weekend.
That sounds fabulous. I'm gonna have to look into that. It is also the suicide walk in Atlanta this weekend. And I am a team participant, but I have not been very
team-like,
and yes, and posting. But you know, that is out there. I am team hashtag remember Haley.
Mm-hmm.
So if you donate, and I'm gonna try to figure that out to post that again on my page. I don't know. There was some weird thing about like signing up to volunteer or to be a participant again or team lead. I don't know what happened. Anyway, there's some disconnect. But again, I'm still hashtag Team Haley. If you'd like to donate, the proceeds go to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, do whatever if you would like. Anywho, it's also like we last month was suicide prevention month. It was like last month was a good mental health time, and I want everyone to know like it's okay to not be okay. So
yeah, totally.
No, like
a lot more people are not okay than you think.
Oh my God, yes.
So like we're all not okay.
We're all not okay, and there are a lot of us that can put on the happiest face in town,
mm-hmm.
and you would never know. So,
I think being what
depression doesn't always look like what you think it should look like or would look like. Mm-hmm. It can look just as happy and just, you know, check in with your friends.
Yeah. On both sides of that. If you're depressed.
Yeah.
And if you reach got some out. Friend that's not quite acting like normal, reach out and say, dude, you okay?
Reach out.
So.
Because they may need you more than ever. Just to have someone say, you know, I'm listening is means more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we're moving into this month, which is November. And November is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
No.
So
another
very important month. So sometimes you don't always see it. Sometimes a lot of domestic abuse survivors learn to hide that very well, and they learn to cover it up, and they learn to make excuses. And so just if you think that your friend, your relative, your neighbor, whoever is not okay, reach out and just, you know, just listen, because sometimes you can learn more just by listening than by looking. So anyways, I'm just, you know, I try to make the show, yes, we are a paranormal radio show. Yes, we are. But I also want to make people think and listen and just watch out.
Yeah, so just be aware.
This month, yes, is last month, mental health. Yeah, that's the right word. Mental health awareness. So, you know, just it's okay to not be okay. And if someone is not treating you the way that you should be treated, reach out to someone. There's always someone listening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's.
And there's life on the other side of that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So please, if you need help, reach out. So, even to us,
we've been there.
Kevin's a little more in the mental health field than per se me. I mean, I can just talk to you about life and I can, please.
Yeah, but you've got that healing and that little vibe about you that's.
Reach out to us. We're always listening. There's always somebody listening.
Mm-hmm. So you've got a friend, no matter what. You've got a friend. So call us. Mm-hmm. Shoot, my number's all over the internet, all over all our cars and everything. So call me.
Oh my God.
If you call me, leave a message.
It's everywhere, yeah.
Just
if
because.
We don't answer.
Yeah, leave a message because it's, like I said, it's on the internet, it's on all our cars, it's everywhere.
Leave a message and it wouldn't be long before we would call you back. Strange numbers.
Stranger danger.
We all have that stranger danger.
Well, especially with my phone because I get so many calls because that number's everywhere.
That's because you're like the main number for historic ghosts.
And so, leave a message. If it's just a hang up, I guarantee you won't get a call back because there's thousands of those.
Leave a message.
Please. And say what, even if, okay, mental health, abuse, whatever, or paranormal, just say, hey, this is whoever heard your show, want to talk to you about.
Yeah, just say, hey, I'm struggling, or hey, I got a ghost.
Yeah, but hey, this is so-and-so, call me back. Yeah, no, I get 45,000 of those, and I can't call them all back. And so tell me that it's ghost related. Tell me that it's mental health related. Tell me that whatever.
Yeah. Or find us. We're on Facebook. Both of us are on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And or through our historic ghost page.
Mm-hmm.
You can message that way. Or you can message on Wicked Paranormal.
Yes.
Wicked.
Wickedly wicked.
So let's talk a little bit about pork trout.
Wow, you caught me completely unprepared for that.
Why? This is our show. This is what we do, and you're not prepared?
No.
You're not prepared for pork trout? Everybody wants to know about
My pork trout.
Okay, well, while you're thinking about that, so tonight we have a...
special guest. Oh, sorry.
Special guest. It's not special guest. We'll have some special guests coming up, but tonight... And we did have a special request that was messaged to me on Facebook, Heather. And so we didn't get our gear together to do your challenge drink thing.
No, but it looks fun.
But it looks interesting. It looks very interesting. It looks kind of a little bit like vomit. I'm going to be honest. You saw it. You got it. You saw the picture. So, or the video. Like, it looks a little. Now, I do remember a shot that I used to do in my youth back in the day. And it was called like a brain something.
Something brain. Yes, yes, yes. What was that? Yes, because it.
And it gives that same, because the cream dropping down.
Yes, and it looked like, what the fuck was that?
Brain hemorrhage,
maybe. I think that's right.
Brain Yeah, and it had a
A brain in the bottom of the shot glass.
Yeah, made with the little like it swooped down in there.
Yeah,
the whole like looking like a brain. Yeah. Anywho, so that drink actually. So anyway, we'll work on that. We just didn't. This week we have like something different. But let's get to porch trial and then we'll get.
Actually,
then we'll get to the drink trial.
I remember I brought it up what I'm getting this week, last week.
Correct.
And you know, you kept saying everything was gross. I will recap the grossness just because none of this is stuff you like except for the salmon. But it's the garlic. It's garlic salmon. Garlic herb salmon, but it has the roasted broccoli and red caper pepper relish.
Have you tried any of those?
Not yet. They got there today. And okay. And so I didn't have that. And then this is the one that you were like, no fucking way. The pistachio crusted chicken breast.
Oh, yeah.
With Israeli couscous.
No.
Brussels sprouts. Yeah. You don't do
no.
Brussels sprouts.
No.
And this is the one you really slammed that surprised me. The sesame crusted chicken with the crunchy veggie salad.
Yep.
In sweet sesame dressing.
Yeah.
No. Wow. Okay. So, yeah. Strike out all the way around. But there is what?
But I'm sure you will enjoy.
There's two chickens and one porch salmon on that order. And even when it's something I wouldn't have ordered and it's something I'm not sure of, I've discovered that if I go ahead and make it and eat it, it's actually good. And so, yeah. But I like Brussels sprouts and you don't. So
I think that's disgusting. I'm sorry, y'all. Like, I am...
Yeah, you sound kind of preoccupied. What's going on?
I'm just dealing with my life, which involves a home for wayward cats. And somebody's like, throwing up. So I was cleaning up throw up.
Wow, I was talking about food and you're cleaning up throw up.
I mean, that's a lie.
But it was Brussels sprouts, so I guess it was appropriate.
It was appropriate, yeah. I was cleaning up vomit while you were talking about Brussels sprouts. So it's a win-win, good. So
I would tell you what I picked out for next week, but...
Does it involve...
There's no Brussels
sprouts. A trout of porch.
Maybe. I honestly don't remember what I picked for next week. But, you know, then I will have two gross things in a row because if I brought it up now and you'd be like gross and then I have to bring it up next week and then you'd be gross again.
All right. So we'll save
it. So let's get to our...
We'll save it.
We'll get to the drinks.
So yeah, we'll get to the drinks. So tonight's special.
Yes.
We decided...
Please try the Brussels sprouts.
Nothing about Brussels sprouts. This is appropriate because this is Dia de los Muertos, and we are trying.
So we're drinking dead.
Now what? We're trying spicy tamarind vodka.
By who?
Smirnoff.
Okay.
All right. So
did you pre-open yours this time?
No, I'm good though.
Did you get it open?
I'm good. Yeah.
Okay.
I got it.
For those of you out that weren't here last week, it took us
It there
took,
was a moment.
My bottle was sitting there open. Yeah. It took her 15 minutes?
At least.
To get hers open?
It was at least.
Yours open this time?
It opened perfectly.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we have the little airplane bottles.
Yeah. That's what we're trying.
The ones that all the stewardesses drink.
Yeah, because who wants to buy this if it's going to taste like total garbage? Like, you don't want to buy this giant
at least this way,
thing of it.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah, so you get the gist of it, but you're not committed to.
You're not committed to finishing the bottle.
No, you don't.
And if we like it, we can go back and, buy the bottles.
But and I'm not sure if you can, because I don't think I've actually seen this. This may be like a special.
It does have a sugar skull on it.
It does.
Which
that's
I
what looks perfect for today.
I almost bought a sugar skull for the back of the ghost truck. But Chandler said it would make it look like a girl drove it.
I appreciate his honesty.
Yeah. I was like, this is so cool. He's like, I was like, this is a girly. He's like, yeah, Dan. And so my truck, and if you saw my truck is, I mean, it's got like the running boards all the way around it and the bull bar at the front and lights all. Right. There's nothing feminine about this truck.
And here's the sugar
skull. Yeah, you can't put a sugar skull on the back because then it would be feminine. So, I mean, I don't care.
And I appreciate his honesty. Like, I would have to see it before I could say because there,
But it ended up with a ribbon. A orange ribbon with ghosts all over it. This is support Halloween, so.
Okay.
Because it's completely unsupported now. Are we good drink? Now, are you going to drink like part of this, or are you going to fully commit and pour the whole thing in your mouth?
I mean, what if I get a little? Can I do little taste?
No, you
got to
do the whole thing all at once.
Let's do a tiny taste.
Nope, no tiny taste.
Shit. I mean, it does say spicy, so I'm a little bit worried.
Actually,
about
it smells. Smell it. Actually, it smells kind of good.
Well, now in a minute.
Okay, you go commit? Because if you're going to commit, I'm going to go the whole thing, but I don't want to go the whole thing and then find out that you took a sip. Because that's like completely not fair.
Okay. Whew, all right. Ooh. All right, y'all.
All right, you fully committing.
I'm fully committing.
All right, cheers.
Cheers. Dia de los Muertos.
Wow. Oh, that is quite spicy.
Oh my, what the?
Wow.
Dear Lord, no.
I mean, that wasn't bad. That's like, like you stuffed a fruit full of like, peppers or something. What the hell just happened in my mouth? Wow. That was like spicy.
It's like those, I've had something like this before.
I have too.
Like living in Arizona. But you know those, what is it that they...
The little candy that, or the...
And it gets rolled in that spicy... That,
yeah.
On the outside, but what is it? It's some kind of like a fruit in the inside. What do you do with?
You can get them at like Mexican grocery stores.
Like an orange, and you shove that like prune thing in there with all the spiciness on it.
You shove a prune thing in?
Well, it's kind of. I'm gonna have to go.
I've never shoved a prune thing in anything.
Well, I don't know. It's like
that sounds kind of invasive.
I can describe it a little bit, but I can like picture it in my head.
No, that's not. That tastes like a Mexican candy that I've had.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it didn't have prune thing that you crammed in it.
No, the spicy candy thing you're talking about is the prune thing.
No, is it?
Yeah.
That's a prune thing?
Yeah, and you can like put it in it. I'm going to have to Google it.
Wow, I'm so out of I did not realize that was a prune thing that I crammed in something.
This was like an interesting taste, and I will...
It wasn't bad.
Take a picture of the bottle and post it on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
So that everyone, if they're interested, you can find it. I don't know.
Have you ever had like
totally weird, but I would drink it again.
I would probably drink that again.
Oddly
committing
enough.
To a whole mouthful of this was kind of.
That was a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't drink. That much, but then now I'm like, what do you mix that with?
I can't imagine.
Like sparkling water?
No.
He said no.
You can't, because I mean, that's, honestly, now that we're past it by a little bit, a couple minutes.
Right?
And it's had time to like just
sneak
kind
up.
Of. Yeah, well, it's just kind
it.
Of like.
It's got an afterness.
Yeah. It's still there.
It's a ghost.
It's like, a ghost. Yeah.
It's a ghost. Vodka. Yeah.
There's a residual haunting in my mouth.
It there is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that reminds me, a guy gave me a number one time when I was bartending. Said this girl called and she wants you to call her back. And so I called the number and he had tricked me into calling one of those like party line numbers. And it's like this girl calls up and she's like, hey, I've been waiting for your call.
What the?
I was like, hey. And she goes, there's a party in my mouth. Are you coming?
Ew.
It's like, what the
fuck? Ew.
So not like that. No, but the flavors of this, it was good.
I'm Googling right now, like different, like I think I've kind of found it, I think.
The prune thing?
But I'm telling you, it's a prune.
I don't know. It's like their candies are wrapped in that spice.
Pulparindo, yeah. Like, here's something that's like Mexican chili lollipops.
Yes.
That's that taste.
Yeah.
But I really want to see what they're made of. Like, I want to say there's prune involved.
There's a prune involved? So it gets you, like, drunk and regular.
Not the actual candy, though. Like, I'm trying to figure this out. Like, so a lot, there's chili powder on there.
Yeah, it's definitely chili powder. And then it's got like a fruity taste.
Delicious variety of fruity flavors in small packets are combined with lollipops. No, there's a prune.
Prune. Yeah, maybe it did. Because you know that flavor is still there.
Right?
It's not going anywhere. Should we take a sip of our other drink?
Yes, because I mean, I'm glad that went as well as it did.
Yeah, that was, I mean, I would do that again.
We did it.
I think
it could have been. I mean, that would have been awkward. Like, being live and shit. That would have been so.
Oh, that'd have been hilarious.
Weird.
If all of a sudden you're like,
yeah. Like, sorry. Ugh.
And then I'll have to maintain while you're cleaning up your own puke and stick cat puke.
Right. So, like, that's awkward. And so we didn't do that. So it's actually, I'm going to take a picture of it and I'll post it on the Wicked Paranormal Facebook page.
Yeah.
So if you want to try it out.
Like, and
it's interesting. It's not disgusting. It's not like you're going to vomit because we didn't.
No, it's not knowing what to expect, I think, was kind of where our oh wow came from.
Yeah.
But I would, especially today, being what today is.
Perfect day.
Yeah. To try I would drink a bottle. Well, not I would drink a bottle, but I would have a bottle of that on hand for Day of the Dead.
What a perfect day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so.
And the fruitiness is nice now.
Like, now it's not so burny.
Burny.
It's a little bit more fruity.
Uh-huh. It's a nice aftertaste.
It's a nice aftertaste. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So I would do that again.
I would give it what do you want to give it out of a 10?
Maybe an 8.
I'm good at that, actually. I would probably say the same. 8.
Cool. I would definitely drink it again, especially on days when it's appropriate.
Yeah, and this wasn't a very appropriate day, so I'm glad that
we know what we're getting for next.
Yes.
And by next year, when we do like this, we'll have the YouTube thing up and running, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, you know, like, we were going to do it this week, but...
Yeah, technical
issues. I had a long, it probably could have worked out, but I was just like, no, let's just do a regular show. Because I had a great, amazing weekend. My sister was in town.
Mm-hmm. How'd that go?
Fantabulous. Y'all got to meet in person.
Yes, that was phenomenal.
Yeah, so.
And I love her as much in person as I did. Not in person.
Yeah.
So in other words, yeah, that worked out great.
And she got to hang out with a bunch of friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and dress up for Halloween.
Yes. Yes, yes.
So I do like to dress up for Halloween. So we got to do that and hang out with friends. And so it was a spectacular weekend. And then we ended it, well... I mean, because she left today, but we ended it yesterday with, we got tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was fun.
Now, have you posted? You did.
I posted a picture on my Facebook page, of my new tattoo,
yeah.
So I'm absolutely in love with her. She is a perfect mermaid witch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is me. Like, okay, I want, he was like, well, if you want custom. And I was like, I don't necessarily need to be custom. I just want her to be vintage. And this is kind of his specialty. Like, if I'm looking at his other stuff, like, this is kind of very cool what he's done.
Yeah, it's very vintage.
And
I mean, for being a unique idea.
Right.
It's a unique idea in a very vintage tattoo format.
Yes. Yes. And he did. His lines were amazing in that vintage, that old school tattoo way, like the thicker lines of my, I got a mermaid witch.
Yeah, who's like standing up like a hula girl would be, like on an old, like 1940s, like sailor tattoo hula girl. But instead of the hula skirt or whatever, it's the mermaid.
Yeah, and the end of her tail is a spider web. But her body is the mermaid scales. Mm-hmm. And then there's some little covers on her babies.
Her boobies.
Her babies that are spider webs. Because I was like, the only thing I don't want, I need the nips to be covered.
Did you have this discussion?
Like, you know, actually, yes. And I said, the only thing is, no, I didn't want shells.
Yeah.
Because I think, I didn't even specify. I just said, I don't want to see nips. Because, you know, sometimes I have to check my child out of school. And I don't be like, hey, because I'm right-handed and it's on my right arm. I'm going to be like waving with the nips on my arm. Like, so, you know, I'm appreciative of the boobies. So there's boobies, but they're covered. The little covers
are spider webs. It looks like a little spider web bikini.
Yeah, spider web bikini, which matches the tip of the spider web tail, but yet the rest of the tail is the scales, like a mermaid.
Mm-hmm. No, it's
but
pretty.
She has a witch hat, and mm-hmm. she's beautiful. She has big red lips, and like the whole vintage red lips, the rouge. Like, he added the rouge, and he was like, oh, she's got to have a little bit of rouge. So I kind of just, like, said, this is what I want. These are the ideas. I don't want the witch hat to look like this hat. And I showed hats that I had saved, and I'm like, I want the witch hat to look a little bit more like this. And so I pretty much got exactly what I wanted.
Mm-hmm. And she's lovely.
She is lovely. And so... Yes, and my sister, who was visiting, she got an alien tattoo. He's a beautiful alien. Like, he's that blue color that I love, you know, that, mm-hmm. like, aquamarine blue. And he's in his little spaceship giving a peace sign. And he's, like, his little spaceship is kind of, like, decorated with,
like, sticking out the top of it.
Different colors on the base of it. Yeah, he's, like, inside the little spaceship.
That reminded me.
Peace sign. Yeah.
I had, when I was a kid, I had an ornament for the Christmas tree that was made out of that, do they call that carnival glass or something? It's, like, or mercury glass. It's like, super thin, reflective.
It's, like, it's something like carnival.
Yeah, it looks like the Mylar balloons, but it's glass.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
And I had an alien that was in a UFO, that the top of the UFO was the alien face, or the alien head with a little dome over it, just like her tattoo. So when I saw that, I was like...
Herein lies, let me throw another piece into this. Uh-huh. So, you know my friend Devin, you got to meet my friend Devin.
Mm-hmm.
And who is the most amazing barista at the Starbucks
ever.
So she has a tattoo, I think, on the same leg in the same place of an alien or a spaceship.
Really?
Yeah. Like, because, you know, she knew we were going to get tattoos, and I sent pictures, and she was like, wow.
Oh, my God.
Your sister's almost copying me. Like, it's crazy. Like, Herein lies the intricacy of the universe.
Yeah.
But yeah. So and it was a super cool experience.
How would you say her name? Would that be Bri or Bree?
Bri.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bri.
So, I mean, not to change the subject, but when I took Raise You, which is, for those of y'all that have seen my Facebook page with me and my pretty little puppy, Raise You, which is Thunder Beast, which is a black and white Japanese dog that when lightning strikes, that's in Japanese folklore, that's what scratches the trees when lightning strikes, is this Thunder Beast. And it's in a lot of the illustrations, it's a black and white dog. Well, my dog is a Border Collie and American Standard mix. And just the sweetest little 4-month-old little puppy that I've ever met in my whole life. But I took her to the vet for the last round of her shots. And they remembered her from a week ago just because of her name. And they're like, oh my gosh, what does her name mean again? And all this stuff. And they were asking and all. And then I brought up the fact that, and her collar is, she's black and white. And her collar is a black and white ghost collar. And it's got it's black with white ghosts all around it. And so I was like, you know, it's appropriate because I'm a ghost hunter. And then everybody in the vets was like, oh my gosh, you're a ghost hunter. And so, you know, they were asking questions and Bri or Brie, either, if I get it wrong, just shoot me a text real quick. I've got like your text open and I'll get it right. But she was there and she's like, oh my God, I've always wanted to do this kind of thing. And I'm super interested and all that. And just a you know, really cool girl. So anyway, so if you're listening tonight, I know you were going to check out the website. So I wanted to give you a shout out and say, hey, and thank you for taking care of my puppy. And once we get a meeting going, I want you and, you know, the doctor and whoever else wants to come with you to come hang out with us at the meeting and all that. But yeah, it was really cool. And so did you learn anything over there?
We're just as ridiculous in real life as we are on here. So I Googled and I've been figuring it out. So Mexico is home to tons of chili covered candies, but one of the most popular is De La Rosa's Pomerindo. You know,
your Spanish is amazing.
This delectably unique candy is made from tamarind pulp, covered with sugar, salt, and chili pepper.
So it's not a prune.
There's another thing that's a different prune thing, and I'm going to find that out, and we'll talk about it next week because I'm.
What does this say down under the skull? Because I can't.
Spicy tamarind.
Oh, so.
So that's what that is. That's what we just had.
So it's like a Mexican candy vodka.
It's the spiciest Mexican candy.
But it was
sugar,
yummy.
Salt, and chili.
Two thumbs up.
Yeah, two. No, you already. It's a 10. You already said it was an 8.
Okay.
So
two thumbs
8.
Up would be a 10.
No, we're not gonna. No thumbs.
No thumbs.
No thumbs. So you give it an 8 out of 10.
I did give it an 8 out of 10.
Okay, I'm gonna also give it an 8 out of 10.
Cool.
Maybe 9 out of 10 because it's kind of fun. I mean, it was a fun, like a different, like it was different. And so I'm going to give it a 9. I'm going to actually give it a 9.
There was enough left in the bottle to get another experience.
So yeah, we're going to do that. Okay. So this week, let's talk about ghosts. Did you have anything happen?
Hold on. I want to hit our backup drink. Hold on.
Did you move the cameras?
I did not move the camera. Oh, and by the way, our backup drink is a follow-up on the drink that we did last week, where last week we did a light beer with Mountain Dew. This week we wanted to try it with Diet Mountain Dew to see if it was equally as good, and I really can't tell that big of a difference. Could you?
No, I can't. I probably actually like it better.
I think I like it a little better than the original. Because
I was a Diet Coke drinker. I pretty much given that up, but I was a diet
soda Yeah, you don't mind the diet.
So, no, I don't mind that diet taste.
But this time it was with Bud Light since it was left over from the weekend.
Yeah, so well, we did Miller Lite. We decided the first on Miller time. Lite last week. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I'm good. Following the spicy drink with mine. Mm. And it's good. I mean, people say, well, watered down beer. But honestly, if you're wanting a little bit of alcohol and not something that I heard a little noise. Are you okay over there?
I decided to follow suit with the
what's left in the bottle from there. Yeah. So you experienced it again, huh? Uh-huh. You still on 8?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I had moved up to 9 a minute ago.
Oh,
I'm still going to go with 9.
It is very good, but it's typical Mexican candy flavor.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And I'm guessing it's probably a limited,
I would
time
imagine.
Thing.
I would imagine. Know. I'm glad we found it.
But yeah.
So now next year, or even this year after,
maybe there's an afterness and you can get it on a discount. Save it.
Yeah, they didn't sell it for Day of the Dead, so now it's 50% off.
Here's
like
one thing.
Like at Walmart?
Yeah. No, probably not. It's not like props? Things. It's liquor.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get much of a discount. Anywho, so here's one thing, probably, again, not ghost related. Anyway, back to your ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
How are things at your house?
I'm in a place of, I don't know, it's kind of hard to say. Things seem to have picked up substantially, but I don't know if it's me. You know me, I don't jump right on the paranormal bandwagon right away. If I think that it could be me, overinterpreting things, I'm not going to say this is or isn't paranormal. But my takeaway from my feeling of the situation without getting into the details.
Right.
Is that there has been several times where I have heard voices. Female voices. Or a female voice different times. I think it's always been the same voice. But I can't say because it's after the fact where I'm like, holy fuck.
That's just
this happened again. Or not just happened, but last night this happened. You know what I'm saying? Or I may be awake and may wake me up. I'm like, there was the voices again. And then I acknowledge whatever, think about it, and then fall asleep. And so in my investigator mind, I'm thinking, was I asleep? Was I just awake enough that I was conscious of my environment, but my brain was still going, or my dream was still going?
Or should I set up a recorder?
You're my hero. Yeah. See, that's hilarious.
I know.
Because if it wasn't happening to me, that would be the first thing I would say.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's not happening to me.
Yeah.
And that's what I
And now that you say that, I'm like, holy fuck, how many times have I said that to somebody else?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And maybe just give it a go.
Yeah.
I have used, probably I'm not big on investigating my own house.
No.
But at this point, I probably would,
mm-hmm.
allow like a small, I don't have a huge house, so I would allow, you know, a small group, you know, and for once I won't be involved inside.
Yeah.
You know, I'll yeah, well, sit.
We've kind of thrown that around. Yeah. We need to do your house and we need to do my house.
Yeah. And, but, you know, I get the whole, like, and I don't like to be like that because, you know, this is what I do to try to, like, help people. I try to go in and I try to help them solve what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it's your own turf, you're like, well, mm-hmm. you know, I'm just sort of learned to live with it. I'm
it's
we're good.
It's easy to dismiss until we start talking about it. Right. And I'm like, oh crap, yeah, it's happened several times this week.
Mm-hmm.
And the seeing the things move around, that's still going on, but
yeah, but you're just like, okay, bro, like
yeah. All right, there it went again.
We're good. You do and, you, and I'll do me, and then we'll just live here together, and it's fine.
Just gonna sleep right here.
Right here. I'm just gonna like hang out with you
in the family room. What the hell is that?
Hold on.
Are you okay? Wow, that's really loud. But. I think she's having a fire alarm go off in her house or something. So, yeah, but no, it's the weird thing is when it's your own home, how much you, I mean, after hundreds of investigations in people's houses and telling them, you know, the first steps they need to take, you know, start a log, start seeing when things are going on. Set up a recorder. Things like this.
Set up a recorder.
Okay, welcome back. Was there a fire?
No, I just had my smoke detector is near my back room, between the kitchen and the back room. And I had a candle back there because I have cats. And so I was just like had lit a candle to cover up some. Anywho. That's why. Apparently the candle was making too much flames and set up the smoke detector.
Wow. Well, that's... If it's going to detect a candle that gets out of hand...
I'm good.
I think you're safe.
I'm so safe.
Yeah. But I heard that go off and then I heard footsteps. And so I was like, okay, she just left me.
Sorry.
But yeah, what I was talking about when you were gone is the fact that it's so weird that after hundreds of private home investigations, that when it's happening to yourself, you don't do anything that we would recommend somebody do.
Well, no, because we're just, it's kind of like you're just accustomed to it. You're like, I know what you are. Okay. We're good. Like, you're not
there's
bothering
a cat ball
me.
In the floor over there. Just bump it if you're interested.
Yeah, like, I guess it's, you know, they don't disrupt our lives.
No.
To the point that we're uncomfortable.
Have you ever with it?
We're just like, hey.
Yeah.
Could you please not move my keys? As long as we're not moving my keys.
Here.
We're good.
Yeah.
We're good. You do you, I'll do me. Just don't hide my keys.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Have you ever?
You're welcome snacks.
Snacks.
Go snack.
Yeah, I don't have any snacks in my house.
Because when I'm a ghost, I'm going to need some snacks.
Yeah.
We all know how I like my snacks.
You do like your snacks, mm-hmm. except for turkey.
Yeah, gross. Anywho, so yeah, ghosts. Like, yeah, it's weird to set up to do that in your own home.
Mm-hmm.
I guess because, and it's not because I'm not comfortable with it.
No, it's I'm maybe it's that I'm overly or maybe too comfortable with it.
Yeah, and I don't feel scared. I don't feel threatened or scared in my own home. So I'm chill with it. Whatever happens, like, okay, please, you know, try not to break anything. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like do your own thing, try not to break anything, don't scare the cats, you know, try not to wake me up. Other
please
than that,
don't wake
I'm
me
good.
Up. I'm not sleeping good as it is. Please don't wake me up.
No, don't. If I'm asleep, just leave me be. do some things with the cats, play with them. I don't know. But, you know, like, I guess it's that. It's because we've become...
complacent?
Yeah.
Or perhaps. Is it complacent perhaps. Or is it just comfortable?
Comfortable. Yeah. We're just it's like chill. It's like, meh.
Yeah, well, the...
We welcome it, sort of.
Kinda.
And we kind of carry that. We carry, I think, with us...
That compassion, maybe?
All investigators. All good investigators, I think.
Yeah, please practice that. Not all investigators.
All good investigators have that heart within them that is like, you kind of like open that up until they see you. And they're like, you might help me, or you might hear me, or you might see me, and they come with you. You know, they follow you, whatever. And I'm chill with that too. Just don't disrupt me too much, you know.
Like, yeah.
Don't and don't wake me up.
No, please let me sleep.
Please, if I'm actually
I'm finally falling asleep, let me sleep.
Please, just let me.
Yeah, I got woke up this morning at like 4:30, and I can't go back to sleep.
No, that's the worst.
And then
sometimes you do go back to sleep, but it's like for like 30 minutes, and then your alarm goes off, and you're like, "Well, that sucked."
Yeah, we were at work
that
today
just and made it worse.
And somebody was talking about the fact that they're like, "Yeah, I may have gotten like 4 hours sleep last night." And I was like, "Yeah, I may have got a little more than that." And I, you know, pulled up my watch and flipped it around to show my sleep. I was like, "Oh yeah, my actual sleep time was 2 hours and 38 minutes." And so if I'm asleep, don't wake me up, please.
No, just don't.
But
just let me be. So yeah, ghost, I got you. But
I think it's amping up in my house. I really do, although I can't scientifically or I can't like nail down anything. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But it's like there is definitely something there that has something that needs to be heard.
Yeah, I mean, it's time. It's time for the recorder.
Yeah, and this is, when did this start? This started like in like late April, early May.
Yeah.
And when I first started seeing something moving around in there.
Yeah.
And this is in my house. I've been in my house since the 90s. The late 90s is when I bought the house. And so to have this, it's not like I've moved into a house and now it's active.
Right.
This is, I've lived in this house for 30 years almost. And now it's picking up. And in an area where, I mean, especially back years ago, when we would have, you know, the ghost group out for parties and stuff like that, and the sensitives in there, and they're all like right there by the study where the ghost office is. They're all like, you know, there's something right outside the door. And, but this is a not that. And it's a completely.
This is not that.
Yeah, it's not that.
That's not a professional term. This is a not that.
This is a not that.
Yeah.
I think that needs to be a professional.
It
term.
Should be.
Can we patent that?
Or maybe.
This is a not that.
This is a not that.
I
feel me.
All right. Yeah. All right. Don't steal that from us.
No, it's ours.
Because it's a definite not that. Yeah. This is a something completely different. Wow. So there's a not that and that's something completely different. It's in a different part of the house, though.
Well, I mean, it can move.
Well, yeah. But on one hand, what's there at the study or the office was always said to be male. You've been in my house, did you?
So is that residual then, the male?
No. Have you ever... Because it's right there, right across from the study, the bathroom.
Right.
So you've been right there where...
Because I had to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Have
you ever picked up anything? Maybe he moved on. Okay, when...
I've never gotten that, no.
out there in the living room, kitchen, family room? Did you
never mail?
Okay. Have you ever thought something might be out in that area?
Yeah.
Female?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking is out in the other area.
But never, no, I never got like mail. Like that was never.
Yeah. So I don't know. Okay, I'll set up a recorder.
This time.
It is. Maybe I'll set it up and we'll review it on air. Because that'd be creepy. We're sitting there and it's like telling me to quit snoring. Shut up!
I mean, that's why I was saying, too. Like, you don't want to, like, record in your own house. Like, you know what? I might be sleeping.
Yeah. I just set up my phone today when they were talking about sleeping and all this. And I pulled up my watch to see how much sleep I got. And it said, do you want to record your snoring?
No.
No, I said, sure.
Oh, wow. Why?
I don't know. I wonder. Because I know I have better days at snoring than others.
Oh, well, there's good days.
Yeah, because I woke up before and the whole like roof of my mouth was like, it was flipping me off. Have you ever had that?
No.
Where it's like the back part of the upper part of your mouth is like numb.
No.
And you, yeah, it was, I was like, fuck, I bet that was loud. So.
I don't know, you know, when I was trying to sleep at Harriman Hospital, like I was like afraid, like, was I going to sleep loud? And because, like, you know, it's like out there with everybody, it was like a,
So were you worried about like snoring?
Campground. Yeah. I was worried it's about like it. Yeah.
Campground. See, I didn't have to worry about it because I was on the floor all by myself. But
so, you know, it's just like, am I gonna like snore?
And then I was like, okay, full disclosure, that's one of the reasons why I didn't sleep down there.
Yeah,
because I was scared to death. Because I was, if you remember, I was having a problem with my sinuses. Do you remember that? And I was like, the change of the seasons, and I'm like, oh,
yeah.
And I was
not
like,
a ghost, y'all.
Fuck,
it's,
if I go to lay down.
If anyone's listening, it's not a ghost.
Yeah. But I knew that with all that congestion that was going on, that was going to be like a like mammoth's dinosaur snore.
Yeah, well, you probably should have like set up a camera.
What, upstairs with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, how cool is it though to be the only person on the whole floor?
Yeah. That's some balls. I gotta say that's some balls.
Yeah, that was wicked. And especially when you shine the flashlight down the hall and the flashlight doesn't light up the entire hall. So you can only see like 3/4 or half of the hallway before the flashlight doesn't light up the rest.
Yeah.
And every way I went to look, it was that way.
Well, you were like in a corner.
Yeah. But right beside me was the bed where all the activity was.
Right. Surprise!
Yeah.
That we got from the obelisk. Yeah. That was an interesting... Yeah. I would like to go back, but like I'm actually interested in the thing that Heather sent us about becoming... Volunteers.
Yeah.
I think that would be.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. So we need to do that. So let's virtual shake across the airways.
Yes.
That we're gonna do that together and become volunteers at both Harriman and Old South Pittsburgh.
I just you know, I have more familiarity with South Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So I can kind of do that in the dark. Like I can walk through there in the dark.
You and yeah.
Theo?
Because I was lost. That whole investigation, you're like, no, it's just right down here, and let's go down here, and you're going around corners and all this stuff, and then we're right back where we need to be. And I'm like, how the... Do you know where we're at?
Yeah. Like I just, that's the place that speaks to me.
What does it say?
It's just that, you know, that place is just, it, yeah, it's like my favorite. And like, I just.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
So, and that be.
I feel comfortable there.
Yeah. And yeah. Now you haven't done some of the places that I have, and I haven't done some of the places that you have.
Right. You've done more places than I have because you've done like Waverly
and the battleships and all that stuff.
My son went to the battleship. He just wasn't investigating. Yeah. I actually thought about sneaking in some equipment with him. Set up a recorder for your mom, please.
That was all. I mean, they were like, if you can get the door open and it's not welded shut, go through it. We're like, holy crap. Yeah, that was awesome. But I've always was interested in how Old South Pittsburgh was your hands down favorite. But how when we were doing the show now for several years, and we would ask people their favorites, people would say Old South Pittsburgh. And then people that had done some of like Waverly and things like this, I mean, how many times did they go, oh, yeah, and Waverly?
Yeah.
Which means that Waverly was a phenomenal investigation, which it so when I did it.
So you've done both. Which one's your favorite?
Probably Old South Pittsburgh. Although Waverly was crazy haunted.
Oh, yeah, I'm not.
I am absolutely, I don't know. I would say they're, I don't know. As soon as I start thinking about it, I can make them like equals. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because the architecture, the, just everything about Waverly is so bigger than life. Because it's death and ghosts. No. But it's just so, holy fuck. And it backs it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But with Old South Pittsburgh, it had like a welcome home feeling to it. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So Waverly was crazy, haunted, something all the time. I mean, we had a ball roll up to us. And then we tried to debunk why this ball rolled, got back in our group, and about the time we started talking, the ball shot off back down the hallway again. I mean, that's like monumental evidence.
Yeah, absolutely.
But with Old South Pittsburgh, there's a different feel to it, where it just feels like the place you want to be. I don't know. It's weird. So, yeah. Yeah. Old South Pittsburgh. So, but to be a volunteer there and to be able to do what Heather and Jeff do.
Yeah.
And all that. And be kind of a part of their family too, then.
Mm-hmm.
No, we need to jump on that.
So, yeah, join us on our next adventure.
Yes. Yes, yes.
So, yeah, cool. Anywho, ghostesses.
Ghostesses?
Ghostesses. I think we're like, no, we're good. We have a little bit of time.
Yeah, and we can go over a little bit because we were.
Yeah.
We had technical issues starting.
I can't say that I have had anything.
No, nothing. Your sister stayed with you. Did she stay like with you?
Yeah, she stayed with me.
And nothing happened when she was there?
No. And I mean, and she hasn't said anything that she's brought to my attention that she's seen or heard. But you know, I try to like before people come and I try to keep it on lockdown here.
Did you say I keep it on lockdown?
Like I try to like appease all my spirits, and I'm just like chill, and I light them candles, and I like keep them like let's be chill tonight, you know, let's just be chill.
Yeah. Let's be chill. So my sisters come and be chill for the next couple
nights.
Yeah,
let's just try to keep them. I just try to keep them, you know.
Huh.
I don't want her to come here and like be scared. Not that she wouldn't. I really shouldn't with her.
She's an investigator too.
Investigator, so really she shouldn't be scared. I guess it's just a like a. It's just a thing. Like.
Well, you don't want somebody to come into your house and be like. Holy shit, there's ghosts here.
I'm so tired of staying at your house. When ghosts sneak up on me in the night.
It's good to see you, but they just
won't quit messing with me. I can't be here. Your house is creepy. Like, so I just, you know, I'm trying to keep them pacified. Yes. So, I don't know. Halloween had one trick-or-treater.
Really?
Just one.
Did you have candy?
Yeah.
Did it surprise you and you had to go find something in the cabinet?
Well, kind of.
Here's a leftover thing of lasagna.
Here's a frozen burrito.
Get your mom to cook this for you. Don't eat it when it's hot.
I'm going to just tell on myself right now because really Halloween is my favorite holiday.
Oh, mine
but I
too.
Didn't Hands buy down. Any candy and I had one ding dong on my door.
Did you have your light on though?
No.
Oh, so they came up anyway.
Yeah.
Wow.
So really you get what you get in that. Here's an orange. Like I had some
here's an orange. Here's the whiskey bottle from this stuff we tried from the radio show.
I might have a beer or like, here's a white cloth for your mom.
God, that would be awesome.
Bringing you around. And for you, I have, I found a lollipop and a mitt in the bottom of my purse.
Here's some restaurant meats for you.
Like, look, this is a cinnamon toothpick. Like, I'm gonna throw that in there too.
It's an unopened toothbrush.
This year at Halloween. But no,
do you think if you'd have put your light on, you'd have gotten a lot of trick or treaters? Did you like look out through your
No, I didn't because I was in here with my sister, like watching like scary stuff movies. We were watching the Netflix.
Did you watch Halloween
in our Halloween pajamas? No.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just only so many times you can stress that shit out.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Where you're just like, all right, this is just exhausting.
Now am I we were talking about this at work. Am I wrong in that in Halloween? Didn't Jamie Lee Curtis's character die in the first one?
I thought so.
Yeah, so how's she in the next one?
Mm-hmm. You tell me.
Okay, so now that she came back and she killed him in the end of Halloween Ends. Yeah, spoiler alert. People were like, fuck you! You're supposed to say that before you say it.
I didn't really want to watch it anyway.
You knew it. That's the way it was, hence the name.
Because she like retired and like
yeah, but now what
I saw all that like on TikTok that she was gonna do.
What I think they ought to do now though is say that it doesn't end, but it has nothing to do with Michael. That Jamie Lee Curtis's character actually was killed in the first one. And through all the next ones, it was her crazy ass escaped lunatic asylum, which they don't say anymore. Twin sister.
What?
Yeah, who's actually been killing everybody.
What the fuck?
Yeah, see, that so they can carry it on.
That's bullshit. I'm disgusted.
Really?
I'm disgusted.
My idea disgusted you? Really?
Oh, that's not.
This is me saying this. This isn't them. No, I'm just saying that since she died in the first one, that would bring it all together with how she was in the second.
Or she just
second.
Didn't die.
And then in the third one, it was the masks that were trying to take over everything. And then in the fourth one, it was Return of Michael Myers.
But maybe it was not really Michael Myers, or it wasn't the beginning, but then it turned to somebody else who was saying maybe she didn't die. Maybe she became Michael Myers.
Yeah, see, that's kind of my
You're
point.
Welcome. I'm here.
It was kind of what I was saying, but yeah, you can. Okay,
it's too much though.
It's your idea now.
No, it's
okay.
Still yours, but like,
you see what I'm saying?
It's time to just put it.
No, Halloween can't go away. It's been around since like the 70s.
I get it, but
there's like 13 of them.
Lucky 13. We're gonna end on lucky.
Yeah, lucky 13. You know how many I've seen? Like 4.
I'm going to go with 1.
You've seen 1? Which one? The first one?
Yeah. Over and over. I mean, I've seen it more than once, but like, no, I sometimes the sequels just aren't good.
The sequels aren't good?
No.
The sequels are rarely good.
Yeah. Like Poltergeist?
Yeah, no.
That was sad.
That was sad.
I did see it. Like, actually, like I took my mother of the year took both of her children to see that.
Well, my parents took me to see Hooper and Smokey and the Bandit. So you're
in the drive-thru. Like,
well, I didn't go to
The drive-in. Like I saw
the drive-thru. We're going to the drive-thru movie. What do you have friends with that?
No, I mean that's how I saw the Star Wars movies. It's like when I was little. Is that the drive-in?
Yeah, I saw the Indiana Jones at the drive-in.
And like,
I saw Star Wars in the movie.
That was the shit.
It was.
That was so
There's
much
still drive-ins up in north in the mountains. Like, did you know that?
Yeah, like one.
Blue it's Ridge, like Blue Ridge.
Near Blue Ridge, yeah. Like that was the shit. Just sit in your car and freaking that was fun. Like you could wear your pajamas in the back seat.
Yeah, you just can't get too drunk to get out of the parking space.
Well, I mean, now, but like when you're
a kid,
your pajamas, I would probably still want to wear my pajamas.
I think you should.
I pretty much wear a lot of my pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In my life,
In my life.
In the working from home life, it involves a lot of pajamas.
Yeah, I think you'd be frowned upon if I went to work in pajamas.
Oh, probably not.
I could try it. I should have done it for dress up day.
Yeah.
It could have been the Cookie Monster and me in pajamas.
Actually, on Sunday, I actually went into, I went to Starbucks, and then I went to Kroger and Dollar Tree.
In your pajamas?
In my pajamas.
Shoot, yeah.
Because I was like, whatever, it's Sunday.
Yeah, who cares?
And I mean, it was early, so it wasn't like, not everybody was out of church yet, so you know how the fancy church.
Yeah.
The fancy church.
You can be in your pajamas so for like, the church folks show up.
I mean, I have shoes on.
I have shoes on. It's okay as long as you got your shoes on.
I have slippers.
Yeah. See, and I even have a pair of pajama pants or sleep pants that look like jeans.
That's fancy.
Shut up. So, I mean, they look like jeans with like tears in them. And stuff. It's kind of cool. I'll show them to you. But I could wear those out. People just think I'm in jeans. But they look like 80s jeans. So it looked like this like 60-year-old guy in his 80s jeans. I could put on like the little black half boots that you wore in the 80s.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Maybe a parachute kind of top.
That's something.
Yeah. Put on my mullet wig and go.
Yeah. That's.
Wow. I like how you like just talked about how you can go out in your pajamas, but I bring it up and you're like, what the fuck?
You're like me a whole outfit out of it. I'm just talking about like wearing pajama pants.
Well, that's what I was talking about. And you were like, yeah, no, no jeans.
Fully dressed, except I'm not wearing like pants. I'm wearing
pajama pants. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they have pockets. And really, they could be pants.
Why don't they? Can I bring up a thing?
Colorful pants.
Why don't girl pajama pants have pockets?
The ones that I was wearing in the.
But typically, they don't.
Typically, yeah. There are some that just don't.
Yeah, it's why? Girls don't need pockets.
I need pockets. I have, I mean, where else do you put your snacks?
Your snacks.
Yeah. Like, I think Heather tagged me something about, like, this little girl talked about, yeah, all her pants with pockets. Like,
and had snacks in
snack them? Pockets. Yeah. I think that's a place to put your snacks. That's, like, that's real. I need a pocket. Like, I got a phone. Like,
yeah.
Maybe I want to put my phone in my pocket. Why is it that man pajama pants always have pockets?
Uh-huh.
Lady pants, it's like, it's 50-50.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I don't understand what the disconnect is. Like,
I don't either.
Because, you know, and there's like a whole thing about like witches.
Huh?
They didn't put like pockets in women's dresses or.
Did you say witches and then you
witches,
said.
Because they of had a, witches. It was a witch thing. Like witches could put things.
In their pockets?
In their pockets. Like so they
so women
give
didn't get,
women pockets. Yeah. There's like,
so
yeah,
like 98% of the population is non-witches, but they don't get pockets because of the 2%?
Nobody's getting any pockets.
No, there are witches that may or may not be in this community.
I'm
no gonna, pockets
I'm
for you.
I'm going to Google this because there's like a thing, but.
Does it really go back to witches?
I
do I have to like maintain
the conversation?
I don't
know if it's like 100% of it, like a guarantee, but I did read a thing about that. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So.
What about the guy witches? They get their pockets and they're like laughing all the way down the road.
Yeah.
I still have pockets.
Look at my pocket. Look at
yeah.
it.
So, and they keep their frogs in their, like, Eye of Newt in their pockets.
There's, there, yeah.
Huh. So are you looking it up right now?
Yeah, like I'm looking that up. But anyway, so back to the, what were we talking about?
I don't know. Like, you lost me. What are you, like, totally.
Sidebarred with the,
With the witch pockets, yeah.
I don't know. I think it's like men just decide not to put pockets in women's clothes because
yeah,
they
that,
thought they
where
were
they
witches.
Can keep down
they
the women.
Yeah, they didn't want to keep all their like things that they could, you know.
Yeah, keep the ice pick in there.
That well, the, there's that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, men's pants have a lot of pockets. You can put all kinds of stuff. So.
Yeah.
Like, why rip off the woman? No, but, you know, like, I got a phone, I got a vape, I might have, like, something I picked up in one room that I need to move to the other room.
Yeah, and don't like, want to carry it. Put
right,
it in your pocket.
Put it in your pocket because you're...
Your keys when you're out and about right. and wearing your pajamas in public.
When you go to Starbucks.
Yeah.
And you're in pajamas.
Yeah.
And sometimes you go in and actually did that.
And then where do you put your receipt if you don't have a pocket?
I usually don't get a receipt. But if really? I did, I would need a pocket.
Yeah. Can you keep this? My sleep pants don't have pockets.
Yeah, no.
How
I
embarrassing
need some
is that?
Wow. You're just making it sound so insignificant, but it really
No,
is.
I think that women's pajama pants ought to have pockets.
Because you got some things.
Yeah. And so. You never know what things you may need to put in a pocket.
Right. What if you have snacks?
Yeah. See, I'm a kid or a guy. And a guy as a kid kept everything in their pocket. I mean, we would have like frogs and like rocks and pieces of bark and trees and twine and all that stuff in our pockets.
Mm.
So you don't have to tell me that somebody might need a pocket.
That's true. I'm so, always checking the pockets because sometimes you find money.
You're like the mother of a boy.
And sometimes you find money.
Yeah. I mean, everything goes in a kid's, a boy's pocket.
Yeah, like I had like a jar for a little bit by the washing machine. I was putting stuff in. Change and bullets.
You found bullets?
Not my kids' clothes, but yeah. That's
I'm so not going to ask. That's
an actual thing.
Yeah, whose bullets
you
this?
You never know what you're going to find.
Can you hear that bounce around in the
washing machine?
Ka-dink,
yeah.
Ka-dink,
well,
ka-dink.
No, you usually find it, and sometimes, yeah, actually, you don't want to wash your clothes or dry them. What, anyone, don't listen to me. Don't do that. Check your pockets before.
Take the bullets out of your clothes
check
before
your pockets.
You wash your sleep
before
pants
you
with
wash,
pockets.
Yeah. That's the thing. So yeah. Back to what we were talking about. Ghosts.
Which
you
know what the fuck was at this point?
I don't know.
We have talked about ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to know?
Are ghosts real?
Yes. Next question.
Are you sure?
No. Next question.
Well,
I'm good. Still, I mean,
it's cool. You're still learning.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, after all this time, yes, I'm still trying to figure it out.
We're all still trying to figure it out.
And I think if you're not, even if I've been doing this for, a long time. Historic Ghosts has been around almost 20 years. And I did it for years before that. Yeah, for a while. And I'm still trying to figure it out.
I still think.
Yeah. So, yeah. You're getting quiet on me. What's going on?
Nah, I'm just trying to figure something out.
So, yeah. So, I mean, what's your...
I don't know. We're like actually almost out of time, but we can bring up a little bit of I don't know. There's something I want to talk about, but now I can't remember.
Really?
Yeah. No. Okay.
So give me a topic. I can run with it. No.
Poltergeist.
Really?
Did you see Poltergeist when you were young?
I did.
And what was your take on it then?
It was terrifying when I was a kid. But I mean, the show, I mean, I think that the I don't want to say definition, but the definition of a poltergeist at the time, I think the show accurately Hollywoodly accurately described and ran with the essence of a poltergeist at that time. I mean, not the this place is clear and the thing grabbing people in the closet and taking you know, the little girl into the other dimension and all that stuff. But the fact that of a spirit that is moving things, making noise, escalating, things like that, it's somewhat accurate. But that's why I don't, when it comes to the definition of something, I typically don't explain a type of haunting with a definition. Because if I were to say, you know, you have paranormal or not paranormal, but poltergeist type activity in a home, some people may immediately think of the movie.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of activity that they were thinking. But that was kind of the definition of a poltergeist, again, without the Hollywood embellishment. In that time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where now it's they're saying adolescent female, you know, going through whatever, conjuring her own haunting. It's not an actual spirit that lived. It's the result of her overactive whatever.
Right.
And then to somebody else, it's just like a poltergeist is a noisy ghost. So if you were to say poltergeist activity, which definition are you leaving the family feeling that they have? So, and I mean, that may be a little bit off of the question, you know, or talking about, you know, how I felt about the original Poltergeist movie, but, you know, it brings up an interesting point about how, you know, now that we're in the, you know, 2020s, how we have to be careful when we say poltergeist, because there's so many different now definitions of poltergeist. You know, the adolescent female, is that what they're going to think? Noisy ghost, is that what they're going to think? Poltergeist female? Movie from the 80s. It was the 80s or 90s?
It was the 80s.
Yeah.
But so it came out in 1980, I think.
Mm-hmm. So, and I know that was running with your question a little bit, but I think that that's, I don't know, worthy of being said, that we have to kind of, instead of labeling everything, describe what it is that we're seeing in the home or in the wherever.
Right.
So, are you looking it up?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. 1982.
God bless. Really? 82? Wow. I did not know.
So little when it came out, but I remember watching it on HBO.
Yeah.
And I think I was probably the same age as the little...
Yeah, Carrie Ann.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I watched it.
I think the scariest part of that movie was, to me, was the chicken. That when they looked at it, it was maggots.
For me, it was the clown. I remember the maggots, and that was horrifying. And then he starts pulling him out of his face, and that was a little bit much.
Yeah, that was much.
But the clown grabbing him, dragging him under the bed, and like, yeah. And I may have told this story here, but my grandmother, yeah.
Go ahead. Tell it.
So this life-size clown for me.
It was. Oh, that's awesome.
It was horrifying.
Now, life-size, like adult, like life-size, or like your size?
Like my size. But I was probably...
I mean, not your size now, because you're an adult size.
No,
now,
like...
I'm not insinuating that you're like 3 foot tall now.
I was probably... At this point, I had probably moved on to like... I think I was in third grade. So I was like probably in first or second grade when I saw Poltergeist. And then in third grade, I think...
You saw it when you were that young?
Yeah. On the HBO.
On the HBO.
When your parents are asleep, you're watching the HBO. So, yeah. Most of the time, you couldn't get to the showtime because that was, like, locked out. But, you know, yeah, the HBO.
Well, at that age, you weren't looking to get into showtime.
No, I wasn't looking for that. No, I was looking for Poltergeist.
See, me being a boy, I was looking to get on to Cinemax.
Right, I was looking for Poltergeist.
Yeah, I was looking for boobies.
So...
But yeah, that was a scary. But of the like the old movies and there are some really really good old scary movies where they were actually they didn't rely on gore and all that stuff. They were just sheer like terror.
I always like the like Hellbound, Hellraiser. Those.
Well, that's
with. Then that was a little, probably not what you're going
for. No, that wasn't what I was going for.
There's some of these, like, slashery things.
Would you prefer to have a mindfuck or a slasher?
Mindfuck.
Yeah, me too. Slashers are just like Saw and all that stuff. I'm like, yeah.
That's too much for me. Like, that's like, ugh. Like,
yeah, if you're being gross just to be gross, then, yeah, somebody else can take that ticket.
And that's what I felt about those movies, Saw movies. Like, that was just, like, gore.
Did you ever see, and I think we've talked about this here before, did you ever see The Entity?
I did.
That's the one where the girl, she was like a single mother of like two teenage, almost teenage kids. And she was assaulted by the ghost. That would like...
I don't know that I actually saw it. No, I don't think I've seen it. And I'm just looking to find it.
I have it on tape. Yeah, I'll have it. We'll get together. I'll play it for you. But it's one that's, if it's, because she was investigating, and to backstory it, it's based on a true story where a woman was assaulted sexually by a spirit. And
allegedly.
But it went to, like, they rebuilt her house in, like, and this is back when parapsychology was, like, a cool thing.
Yeah.
But they rebuilt her house in, like, a hangar. Like an aircraft hangar type of thing. And it still attacked her there. So, it's an interesting story. So, but it's
with her versus the house. And
yeah, it was definitely attracted to her. So, but it's a brutal, I mean, that's probably, I've heard a lot of people say that's like the most terrifying one they've seen.
I'll have to find
it. Yeah. Like I said, yeah. I've got it.
Yeah.
I've turned a lot of that stuff into like digital format. So I keep them on my hard drive.
Nice.
Yeah. So, but how long do you want to talk?
Well, I'm going to like another movie that really kind of, and it's on Netflix right now. Seven Deadly Sins.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's when I was okay with it all the way up till the end.
Mm-hmm. It's rough. It was rough.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That may be about the time I quit watching a lot of scary movies.
Yeah. That
was like, don't fuck with me like that.
Like that was a mind fuck.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because normally I can take them, but yeah, that one was just like,
yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't hit me there.
No. That was rough. And it's on, and I have it saved to on my watch list. So
really?
I'm just like, do I?
If you know it's coming, would it be?
Things at night, like, but I don't know, rewatching. It's been.
I haven't seen it since it came out.
So yeah, maybe I'm going to watch it on the Netflix. Anyway, check it out, y'all.
Check it out, y'all.
Yeah. So, yeah. The Netflix. So yeah, I think we're good. Next week.
Yes.
We will.
We'll try to get the simulcast with YouTube up.
Yes, and we'll do our.
And we'll be doing our tastings live. Now, when we do this, are we going to keep doing the whole show that way?
Mm-hmm.
We need to talk to our producer about that.
Yeah,
because I'm cool either way. But...
If it's going to be like a, I don't know.
We'll see. Stay tuned for more details.
I'm gonna. Sorry, I didn't do this at the beginning of the show. But I'm gonna give a shout out to my tattoo artist Jay at Temple Tattoo on Canton Road. So check him out, y'all.
Yeah, check out her vintage tattoo on her web.
And then like
on her Facebook.
Next week, I'll post it like when it's recovered from its like little healing patch thing it's got on right now. I will post it on our Facebook page. And again, so shout out to Jay at Temple Tattoo. Y'all have a great night. We appreciate y'all listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week.
Have a great night, y'all.